recorded live.
It is the end of June, and a lot of things were released yesterday, but today we're here this morning. It's Saturday, June 30th. It's time for another episode of PHP BB Weekly. This is the podcast live every Saturday on TalkShoe.com, where we talk all about the PHP BB forum software, which you can find at phpbb.com. And we're talking about, and that's right, we're talking about it here. Today we're going to be very much talking about the Mod Authors Convention, which has been going on. First, let me backtrack. I'm your host, Douglas Bell, webmaster87 in the chat room, Fountain of Apples on phpbb.com. We got a great show coming up for you today. We're talking a lot about phpbb3 and talking about mods as well. Bunch of other things that are here as well. We're going to talk about various announcements. We had a nice long pre-show today, which I started up in the hopes that we might talk a bit about the Mod Authors Convention. Turns out we're not exactly doing things just like that. But anyway, what's coming up today, we're going to talk a bit about PHPBB3, Release Candidate 2 is released. We'll be talking about that and also updating. Now this is the actual first officially supported update of a PHPBB3 package. I had a chance to try it out, so I'll be talking a bit about that. A couple of other announcements, and of course, the ongoing Mod Authors Convention in PHPBBmod, which has been, according to most reports, kind of stale today. So we'll be talking about that. Just to get some business out of the way, if you're listening on the podcast release, the show is live every Saturday at 12 p.m. Eastern. That's 1600 Universal Time, UTC. If you're listening live, you can join us in the TalkShoe chat room by downloading TalkShoe Live. Or, and of course, you can call in. The number to call is 724-444-7444. And apparently someone's calling in the wrong number. Sorry about that. My apologies for that. And... or you can, and the TalkCast ID number to call in is 12418. You need to be all right. So, and of course, this podcast is not affiliated with or has approved by the PHPBB teams. This is me doing my own thing. But I was also thinking about some of the good things about that, because I am actually not affiliated with the teams at all, which means that on the show, often I do actually critique the teams a bit, and the teams often critique me a bit as well. So it helps to make to sort of make it a little more objective in coverage of PHPBB on this show. So I just need to get that out of the way. But like I said, very often the teams actually send me corrections about things that I've said. And so this week's weekly correction from the teams, after last week's episode, I went on to IRC, and the first thing I got was like two or three people complaining about when I had talked about the Mod Authors Convention last week. Apparently I said go to pound phpbbmod, and they said it's not pound, it's hash. I should have said hash phpbb-mod for the that's the channel you're supposed to go to for the Mod Authors Convention today, and I had said pound. And we ended up getting into this very interesting discussion. We ended up doing a Wikipedia war, so to speak, about really is the it's a number sign, really. It's the number sign you see on your keyboard that you use. And I called it pound, and other people called it hash. And it didn't help that I had just been talking about using a phone quite a bit, because on a phone, at least in the United States, they tell you when they want you to press the number key, they tell you to press pound. And apparently elsewhere in English, they tell you to press hash, is what they call it. We looked up hash, and I said that's what it's called. But in the United States, which is where I'm from, they often call it pound. So just to go – so anyway, point is it's the number sign. That's really what matters. And so if it could be pound, it could be hash. But, oh boy, a couple of people from the team members who shall go nameless, they really hopped on me with that last week. I didn't even think Highway of Life was there and saw them come after me last week when I said it pound instead of hash. The point is that's just a number sign, and it's really not that significant, and we should just move on. So I wanted to mention that that's the correction of the week from the team members. Really, the big headline this week that was the announcement that PHPBB3 Wiz Candidate 2 came out. It's the second release candidate, which and there's probably still going to be at least one or two more, considering how many bugs are still in the bug tracker for PHPBB3. However, a very impressive release. I actually went to the changelog of PHPBB3 Release Candidate 2 and counted how many changes or fixes, security changes and things, are there from Release Candidate 1 to Release Candidate 2. And there were 113 changes listed in the changelog since Release Candidate 1. They fixed a lot of bugs. They've done gone through a lot of stuff in the bug tracker, and so it's really so the release candidate stage is really helping them to move up towards the gold release. There are a number of new things with Release Candidate 2 in that this is actually the first version where they're actually offering support for any kind of update to PHPBB3. They've had some update packages available for a while, but those have been mostly for testing out the updater in PHPBB3 and debugging it, and it's not been officially supported. And in fact, come to speak of it, PHPBB3 has actually not been officially supported really in any way up until the release candidates came out. So, new version, obviously they encourage you to update immediately, as they always do, because there are a number of bug fixes. There are probably a couple of security fixes in there as well. So what I did, actually, since I had a Release Candidate 1 board set up this morning, I went ahead and tried out the brand new auto-updater that comes with PHPBB3. It don't have anything like this in PHPBB2. For that, if you want to update, you either have to do changed files or a patch or code changes, which is like a mod, which you would install. But actually, for PHPBB3, the automatic update package replaces the need for a changed files mod. And so I'm going to talk a bit about doing that. I've tried it out. Like Evil Heart said in the chat room, it is a bit like EasyMod. Its roots actually come from EasyMod. I would remember, and it really works a lot like the software in that it doesn't actually replace the files. It actually goes through your files and makes the modifications one by one itself. And then just like EasyMod, it applies the files in the same way. However, again, it's not actually for installing mods. It's just for installing PHPBB. But the way it works is you actually go to the download page. You download the automatic update package. Like the code changes mod, it's only available from the previous version of PHPBB3. So you won't be able to find an auto updater from going from 3.0.2 to 3.0.6, for example. Only 3.0, if you're upgrading to 3.0.6, as an example, you can only come from a 3.0.5. What you do is that there is an automatic update package that you actually download from from phpbb.com. And in that package, there is a docs directory and an install directory. You actually upload that install directory to your board. You're doing more here than just updating the database. You are going to actually update the files. So you update the install directory to your board, and then you access it. You just go in your web browser. First thing it'll show you, it'll tell you what it's going to do. It lets you actually look at the version check data to make sure that you're updating from the right version to the right version. It will then install the database updates for you, and then it will actually go through the changed files, the files that need to make changes, and it will make the changes itself. Depending on your setup, some users who use PHPBB have access to an FTP client, and some people who do not have FTP access. And also, different builds of PHP may have the FTP extension installed, and some may not. If you have the FTP extension installed, then you can actually then go and enter in your FTP login information, And then PHP BB3 will automatically make the changes to your files only at the places where there are changes, and it will FTP them automatically into place. So essentially, it's writing all the different changes one by one right there for you. It's a lot easier than a patch to be able to do, but it does almost the same thing. If you have modded your files, it will actually do its best anyway to avoid clashing with the mods. Now, obviously, if a mod that you've installed has changed a line of code that the auto updater is trying to fix, then it'll get into an error. But if you have, for example, if it's changing replacing a file where there is a modded section down here and the update is changing a different section of code, they will only change that section of code, but it will keep your file otherwise intact. So it is just like EasyMod in that respect. And that really makes it very helpful. It's also just like the code changes mods, but you don't have to do it manually anymore. You can just let it automatically take care of it. And it is a lot easier than the changed files setup. I even recommend doing that instead of the changed files setup myself, although they still have the changed files available for you. If you don't have FTP access, though, PHP BB3 does offer us a different solution. It will make the modifications automatically to the files for you with your existing modifications still in place. However, the only thing it can't do is it can't move those files into you. So what you can choose to do is you can actually choose to download the modified files down to your local computer, and then you can upload them the way you would normally upload them to the server, replacing the existing files. So that's essentially doing that last step for it, because the auto updater is not able in this case, without the FTP extension, to upload your files onto the server. Instead, it'll give you the changed files, and it will ask you to upload them yourself. Still, trying out the auto updater this morning, I was really impressed with how easy it was. It's straightforward, and it went step by step, making sure it showed you everything that it was doing. I just really want to applaud the development team for taking a couple of things out of EasyMod and really implementing it into a very sweet solution for PHP BB3 updating. They did an excellent job, and I really think that this is going to be the real next step for updating PHP BB3. If you're using PHP BB2, my best recommendation would be to download and install the latest version of EasyMod and use the code changes mods as those are released with future PHP BB2 releases to update your site. So that's PHP BB3 Unix Candidate 2 and updating it. Again, really quick now to update. It should allow even more people to update quickly after new releases are out. Take the time to update your PHP BB3 board if you have one installed. We were talking about during the pre-show, at least Evil Heart mentioned that as of yesterday, the GNU General Public License version 3 is now out. They have the final copy of the new General Public License draft. As you remember, GPL version 2 was actually released back in 1991, which is a long time. In fact, just to sort of put it into context, I kind of hate to say this, but I actually was born around the same time that the General Public License version 2 was released. That's kind of how old it's been. So they have the new General Public License version 3 out. It is actually quite different, quite updated for 2007 standards. However, it's not actually going to affect PHP BB. PHP BB 3, PHP BB 2 are both actually released under version 2, and we actually went and asked Acid Vern. That's Mike Syverstein. I probably mispronounced that, but I apologize. He is the development team leader for PHP BB 2. And PHP BB3, my apologies. And he said that you're not going to be licensing using the GPL version 3 with PHP BB. There are a number of changes in GPL version 3 that actually make it incompatible with GPL version 2. One of the examples that they give is that GPL version 3 requires installation instructions, and there are a number of other additional requirements that version 3 has that version 2 doesn't have. So for that reason, GPL version 2 is going to continue to be the version that PHP VB3 is released under. What that also means is that there's a 99% chance that that your mods, if you've written mods of PHP VB2 or PHP VB3, will also probably have to be released under the general public license, version 2. And that is just because the general public license version 2, one of the requirements is that if you do any kind of modification to any piece of software released under the general public license version 2, like PHP VB, then you actually have to release that modification under the GPL version 2 as well. So PHP VB mods will continue, most of them will probably, the vast majority will actually be continually released under GPL version 2. Actually, there is a case where you can not release it under PHP BB, under PHP BB general public license. That is like if you do not modify any of PHP BB2's core code. There are actually some mods that could qualify to be released under a different license, although 99% of the mods are going to be released under the GPL. And Evil Heart, he says that PHP VB2 mods can be GPL version 3, and that actually comes from kind of a differentiation in language. PHP VB3 is specifically indicated that it's released under the GPL version 2, whereas PHP VB2 uses language that says it's released under the GPL version 2 or at your option any later version. So what we actually should do, since the GPL version 3 just came out, is actually we'll probably want to find out from the mod team. In fact, actually someone maybe sometime should later today should go over to the mod team and ask them if they're going to allow mods to be submitted with GPL version 3 instead of GPL version 2. That would be a very good question to ask today during the Mod Authors Convention. So I would ask them to find out what they're going to be doing for requiring mods. They're definitely going to be GPL, and we should probably find out what's going to be going on. However, the GPL version 2 is still a valid license. I have a feeling the Free Software Foundation would rather use version 3 now, but a lot of people will still be using GPL version 2, kind of similar to how a lot of people will still be using PHP VB2 instead of Olympus. So moving on, we're going to talk a bit about the Mod Authors Convention. There was actually an announcement earlier today for the Mod Authors Convention, and that was the announcement that the phpbb.com mod database has reopened for submissions. And actually, those of you who are called in on TalkShoe, if you want to say anything, click on the Request to Talk button. That'll get you in a queue, and I will know if you want to be unmuted to talk anything about the Mod Authors Convention, about mods, the mod database. Feel free to put yourself, raise your hand by clicking on the Request to Talk button in TalkShoe. So the mod database has reopened. This was announced during the first mod database session in the Mod Authors Convention today. Paul999 has been the mod team member who has been chiefly working on the new version of the mod database recently. And so I actually, as soon as I saw that, went and submitted an update to one of my mods that I've been holding out, and I'm sure a lot of other people have been submitting mods. And the first thing that we all kind of found out once we started submitting things to the mod database was, boy, is this buggy. And, yeah, so the point is that the mod database submission form actually is kind of buggy. There are people who are having different kinds of issues. One of the issues for the submission form, for new mod submissions, was that for some reason some of the checkboxes wouldn't uncheck. Some people were having that issue. They could check their various checkboxes. Some of them couldn't uncheck. And I actually tried using the update form to update an existing mod, and one of the submit buttons was dead, but the other one was working. And actually, I'm going to unmute Highly of Life. He's back again. And he actually said that he submitted 11 bugs to the – he said he had submitted 11 bugs to the mod database today. What were some of the bugs that you found about the mod database submissions, Highway?
Most of them were pretty minor bugs. They were just little things like selecting multiple times or multiple installation times for your mods. Smithy DLL commented that they now do time travel, so that's not an issue.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Sure.
And, things like
wouldn't
that.
Wouldn't that be funny if you put down two check marks that your mod took 1 minute and 120 minutes to install?
Yeah, so just little bugs like that, not real big deals. Paul worked for a few hours this morning to fix some of those bugs, so most of them are fixed now, especially like the second.
Probably when they have the next mod database session, it'll be totally bug-free.
It is almost bug-free. So, I certainly wouldn't have that stop you from your own mods to the mod database.
Sorry.
But so it's working pretty well right now.
Yeah, because I was having an issue where I was trying to submit an update, because actually one of the new things here is there's now a different section to go to if you're submitting an update to a mod that's already in the mod database. You actually go to the My Mod section, go to Manage, and from there you can there's an update form you can use to submit, and actually the second submit button on there wasn't working quite right, but the first one was. And also there's also not a place to edit the mod description. Apparently that is still under construction, editing the mod description if you want to.
And one of the things that we forgot to mention last week that Neothermic told me about, the Meal mod pre-validator, every mod should go through that. Of course, if you have a Mac, that's not really an option. Or unless you have a MacBook Pro that can run Windows, then that is an option. But run it through there. Also check with some of the mod submission guidelines to make sure that your mod does not qualify for the insta-deny. So you should read up on that and make sure that your mod will follow all of those qualifications.
Yeah, I've got a friend who's a Mac developer. I'd like to see if I could convince him to do like a Mac version of Mod Studio with a Mac version of the validator or something like that.
Yeah, it's a good application.
That would be cool. Yeah, it's kind of difficult to do in the command line with Mono.
Yeah.
So I'm Evil Heart. I was kidding about being bug free. So, beyond that, the Mod Authors Convention has been going on for a while now, about 16 hours. It's about a little less than 8 hours left. Right now they are talking, or should be talking, about mod documentation. And they seem to be sort of on topic right now. After this will be the next session on the mod database, and then they will be having 4 hours of this open modding discussion. However, they don't seem to have been very on topic that much. I'm going to unmute a couple people. I'm going to unmute everybody. I'd like to you guys to share some of the highlights or things you liked or not liked about the Mod Authors Convention today. So you're all unmuted if you'd like to share your opinions.
Well, as I said, I would.
You guys might want to introduce yourself so the audience knows who you
That'd
are.
That'd be a good idea, too.
We'll start with Evil 3. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
That works.
Hi.
Hello. What's your name and where you're calling from? Yeah, we can hear you. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Eagle, and I'm from Switzerland.
Okay. So what have you thought about the Mod Authors convention today?
Well, I wasn't actually in it for very long.
Oh, okay.
I joined pretty late.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have so much to say. It was quite off topic some of the time.
What the topic is right now?
I'm not really following it right now.
Yeah, I'm not exactly following it that much now myself.
Yeah, well, on this one, I know I think we fixed it, but why would you want me to be on this? It's like, why? Just why?
How old is this, though?
15.
Yeah,
mine's 16. I'm having a hard time hearing you.
That's what they like at that age.
What happened there?
Just go back to the corner.
Okay, I don't think we're getting very much here. Hold on. All right, so... Well, all right, I'll say my opinions then, since I'm not getting much response.
I think they're busy in the mod authors convention at the moment, actually.
Yeah, that's actually probably a good thing. It's probably better there than here. So far, I've been there for a couple of sessions, and it seems like they really have not been on topic very much. They seem to go off topic a lot.
Yeah, well, the transcripts, most of the transcripts are going to be posted on phpbb.com or Star Trek Guide, and we'll try and weed out some of the non-topic discussions so that when you read over the transcripts that you get to the meat of the
matter. That's like half the discussion.
Yeah. Acid Burn did join one of the sessions this morning.
That's right. I forgot to mention that, yeah.
I was not here for that, but he did comment on some of the things, including the fact that some of my patches are not of good quality. Now I'm like, wait a second. So I'll have to go through and review some of those.
Yeah.
I think he didn't like one of my ideas.
That really became. I was there at the time earlier this morning, and really, it was more of a. It became kind of a let's attack the development team for taking so long with PHPBB3 session.
Oh, that's not good.
Well,
one thing that mod authors have to realize, you know, you can't take too long for good quality, so that's. I had somebody from New Zealand prodding me to release a mod called the Topic Tags mod, actually. And it, you know, good mod, you know, something that's as big as PHPBB3 or even big mods, they do take some time to program. And especially since all the developers, all the mod authors, they're all doing this in their free time. It's not their paid work. They're not doing it for 8 hours a day. They're taking hours off time to program this. And so yeah, when you have an open source project to this scale, it is going to take a long time. And especially with the mod development team as small as it is, and like some of you may be thinking, well, what about the Wikipedia or what about Joomla or Drupal and other projects like that? Well, they have much bigger development teams, and that's one of the reasons that that their versions are released faster. But one nice thing about PHPBB3 is they adhere to such strict coding guidelines that it produces much better quality. And keeping the mod development team smaller does help that quality a little bit more. And PHPBB3 is very relatively bug-free. And for them to submit a second...
Not according to the bug tracker, but it's still in development, so that's probably why.
If you compare it to PHPBB2, it's getting there as far as really very good quality and
features perks debugging later.
And you know you'll find with every application, Internet Explorer especially is going to have a lot more bugs right now than PHPBB3 is. Even Firefox has a lot of bugs. And
everything has bugs.
There is no such thing as bug free. And
so here's some of my critiques of the Mod Authors Convention and some of the things I was kind of disappointed with. First of all, obviously it goes off topic a lot, and they do try to keep the discussion on topic, but it's not exactly that effective. So that's kind of hindering it. But it's really some of the reasons for that are that first of all, it seems like most of the people that are in there are actually people who already know much of the things of the ways of the game. There seem to be a lot more people in there like me and like you, who know a lot of the answers to the various questions and don't exactly ask anything. And so they seem like they're not quite doing as good of a job as they'd like to do, and of targeting the people who really need help to get them to come into this Mod Authors Convention and be able to ask questions. But one of the other things I would like to see is that if they're doing a sessions model where they're going to actually have different time slots set up for discussing various things, I think it would actually be a good idea if they did it kind of like a short, these sort mini workshops where all they seem to be doing is, hello, it's time for this session, now ask a question that's relevant. Instead, I kind of like to see them be able to talk, to sort of go through and talk about some of the various things they do. Like, for example, during the ModX conference, they could talk about they could do like a workshop on what ModX is and how to use it and all that, instead of just asking people to ask questions. about it. That's kind of what I think would like I'd like to see. And that's
yeah,
and that
a lot of people won't know where to start. But there was there was some good discussions on the both ModX, the documentation, and the mod database this morning. A lot of questions were answered on that. So I do encourage some mod authors to go read the transcript on that one.
Like I went for I've said over and over that when I've tried a couple of times to write a mod for PHP-BB3, and it's intimidating. And so when I went to the writing mods for PHP-BB3 thing, and they were like, okay, ask a question. And I'm like, I am just 100% don't get it. I don't know what questions to ask. That's how much I don't get it. And if they would actually, if they actually did like a session or a workshop where they said, or where they went through, talked about tips for writing mods for PHP-BB3 or talking about the various inner workings for modding, and if they actually talked a bit about this, did some kind of workshop, then that I would actually have questions that I could actually start asking. And then I could that would be a good way to actually get information. As it is, they say, okay, talk about PHP-BB3's inner workings for modding, and it seems like most of the people are like, what am I supposed to ask? So that's really one of the things I'd like to see fixed. Or else they could do something like they did last year where they didn't actually have discussion topics. It was simply a, the mod team will be here all day, ask questions without topic, without specific topics to ask them about. So that's kind of what I would like to see from the Mod Office Convention, if they could do a little bit more of teaching rather than Q&A. What do you think? Does that sound reasonable to you, Highway?
Yeah, I think it does. Of course, you're always going to have this kind of crazy free-for-all with so many people in an IRC chat. You know, it's not always real structured, but that is a good idea. That Smithy DLL did handle it pretty well this morning. He was talking about some of the inner workings of ModX and answering questions one at a time. And that did work out pretty well. If some of the guys were able to do that during the rest of the mod sessions, then that would
It helps because like ModX and mod database are more tangible things. Like mod database, there's a lot of people have some experience with it at least, and they can like ask what's new in this one compared to the last one. And ModX, they have like a comparison with a text template. But when you're talking about like modding for PHP-BB3, which there are a couple of sessions on, it's kind of like what are we supposed to ask to find out more about this? So. And again, it's also hard for me because I know the mod database, I know ModX, but I really have no idea about the PHP-BB3 stuff, and I came hoping to learn something, and instead it's Q&A, and no one has any questions, and I don't know what I'm supposed to ask about because I don't know anything about it to begin with.
Well, for one thing, you know, in IRC, it's pretty much just limited to chat because you're not going to be able to post code examples or, you know, really go into depth about with tutorials. That's really
there's Pastebin for that, yeah.
Yeah, there's Pastebin or wikis. You know, you want to create a tutorial. That's really the kind of thing that you're talking about, and that's why we dedicated PHPBB Academy to doing is creating tutorials, making it so that we interact with the mod developers to help them code better mods for PHPBB3. You know, because IRC is limited to just question and answer, pretty much. So it's kind of difficult to just go through and give a tutorial based on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But who knows? Maybe the mod team should do some kind of thing here on TalkShoe, maybe, or some kind of thing like that. Or maybe do, like, audio or video tutorials on YouTube or something like that.
Tutorials that way wouldn't be a bad idea. Again, a lot of them are just merely coding instruction, and you know, if somebody just needs a little help trying to figure out how to work a specific function in PHP-BB3, they just have a question on that. That'd be something that they could ask in a forum setting. That would be good, and that would be more the implementation I'd like to see. One of the things that they talked about this morning was if there would be possible for the mod authors to connect more with the style authors, because some of the mod authors, if they're geared more towards the programming side, but they're not so good at the visual side with the CSS, and it's really intense CSS with ProSilver style. And
very.
What was it? Pointism. I hard to pronounce.
That was it. Remember, he asked the question that actually stumped David. That's Smithy DLL.
He asked
a question about dealing with language specific image sets and styles. How do you deal with that with Mod X? And David actually got stuck like, I don't know how we're supposed to do that. We're going to have to talk about that and figure that out.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that the Mod Authors Convention was supposed to be for, was to give questions like that and some critiques that would challenge the mod team a little bit and cause them to go think about some issues and stuff like that. But that the particular question that I was referring to about connecting the mod authors with the style authors, because it's currently not allowed, you can't solicit for help or anything like that. That's what he was talking about, and so that's a little bit difficult for some of the...
The mod team actually did one of these a year ago. I was actually on the mod team when we did when they did the first one. This is the second one, and they actually didn't have any of these sessions, but it was simply 24 hour a day. We're going to do our best to have as many mod team members as we can in here at all times of the day, and it's like 24 hours. Come, bring your questions. We'll talk about mods. We'll answer questions about things. Mod X was coming out. It was on its way out at the time. There were, of course, excitement for PHP BB3 was growing as the beta came out, and so that's really what it was at the time a year ago. This year they're doing more of these sessions, but they're still doing a kind of question to answer. I don't really like it quite as much because not only are they not giving out this information, but it also sort of limits what people can ask during the questions. And if they're not able to ask the question during the time that's convenient for them at the time that they are allowed to ask it, then they can't ask it. It seems like it's kind of restricting people to me.
Yeah, and that's more in-depth questioning is also should be done on the phpbb.com forums for the mod phpbb3 mod discussion forums, or the mod authors discussion is what it is, where they can ask the team questions there. But really what the mod team is trying to do is increase participation for mod authors with PHPBB3, some of the more difficult questions they want to be able to answer. But it seems like a lot of the mod community is picking up PHPBB3 rather well, so that there's not a whole lot of questions regarding in that regard for PHPBB3.
Yeah. So is there anything else that was interesting during the Mod Authors Convention that you've seen so far?
Not beyond that. I still have a lot of the transcripts to look through from this morning. That's when everybody was awake. Last night we only had the Australia and the western portion of the U.S. were awake, so we didn't have a whole lot of participation this morning. But there's a pretty good number of people in there right now, about 40.
We've got about 7.5 hours left. Right now they're talking about this is the mods documentation discussion right now. Right now they're actually talking about it seems to be like I'm talking about bugs with the mods documentation and saying that they need to and comments for fixing the CSS of the documentation page. I think it should talk about what the content, not the design of the documentation.
Well, one thing that I know who was it. I think Marshall Rusty and some of the other support team members are encouraging the community to go in and participate in the documentation by submitting patches for it if they see that it needs to be improved somewhere, because they're certainly open to those, and even to the knowledge base. They want some more submissions to that as well. So they want a little bit more participation from the mod authors themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and so... And it's good, and obviously, I've had some chances to look through the mod documentation, strictly for PHP BB3. I haven't exactly finished it. I haven't really had a chance to go through it in great detail, but there are a number of sections that actually still need to be completed. So it's a work in progress. Beyond that, the two sessions that we actually had earlier today, which I was here for, the latter half of writing mods for PHP BB3. They might have talked more about that when I was still asleep at that point. And they talked about getting to know PHP3's inner workings for modding. And they really didn't talk about much there. They actually ended up talking a lot about getting, it was more, like I said, getting to know PHP3's inner workings for translations. They were talking about whether translators are supposed to be translating the user guide or not, and with AcidBurn.
What's nice is if the community is able to work a little bit better together, and that's perhaps a question that could be pushed a little bit further. Like I had some language translators, they're non-official language translators for PHPBB, but they're still willing to translate some of the mods into their own languages, and then you can release that with your mods. That'd be a good idea too. But both ModX and with the way PHPBB3 is designed, it's very easy to go ahead and release your mods in multiple languages. And then one of the things I wanted to talk about was the
discussion on that.
Yeah, the DBAL.
Database abstraction layer. Yeah.
Yeah, that's for PHPBB3. Now supports Oracle, Firebird, Postgres, MySQL, SQLite, these different database types. And now one of the questions that came up was, are mod authors going to be required to create their mods for all of those different databases? And the answer is yes, you should use the DBAL for normal operations, but things like inserting new tables, altering tables, the query structure is different for the different database types.
Because now you build a query with other functions in a lot of queries instead of just writing it out.
Right, but actually, the DBAL allows it to work with those different database types. But I'm talking about the installation of the mod itself, where you're altering it or you're adding a table. It would be good if mod authors could support the different database types, and they have some instructions in there on how to use the SQL layering for the different mod database or for the different database types. But right now, the mod team only requires your mod to work with MySQL, and specifically MySQL 4, and that uses the character sets. But again, I would encourage mod authors to go ahead and submit mods that will work with every kind of mod or every kind of database type, because that will allow your mod to be used in every instance, and especially with enterprises who I think are going to start picking up PHPBB3 because it works with Oracle, and they primarily use Oracle as their backend. We should start seeing those picked up after PHPBB3 goes gold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's essentially been the fun stuff in the mod authors convention. I don't know if anyone who's called in or anyone in the chat room, they'd like to comment on anything with mods, or if you have questions, they could feel free to spit some in. That's what we're here to do, to help out with that. The mod authors convention is ongoing on irc.frito.net in the #phpbb-mod channel. Like I said, apparently it's not the pound, it's the hash.
Depending on what country you're from.
Huh?
Depending on what country you're from.
Yes, sure. How about this? I'll go neutral. Number sign, PHPBB-mod. So and it's going to be going on for another about 7.5 hours. They've got another hour and a half on the mod documentation, question and answers, and then they're going to be talking about the mod database. So if you want to know more about the new mod database or report bugs with submitting your mods, which you can do now, you can go there for that. And they're going to have 4 hours of just open modding discussion. And so you can go check that out.
I noticed that was talked about, like Damien commented on, was that the FTP update, the automatic updater through FTP, is a little bit buggy. Whenever you see bugs like that, please submit it to the PHPBB bug tracker, because the dev team is very, very good about fixing those bugs, but they can't do it unless you report it. Yeah, right, but I'm talking about something that's specifically regarding the PHPBB3 core, but also the mods, even the mod database. If you see a bug in it...
Even if there's a bug in the ModX XSL, if you're trying to install a ModX mod, you can take it to the bug tracker.
one thing that Naderman says, and it is Naderman, by the way, that they corrected me on. One thing that Naderman told me, if in doubt, submit it. So if you're not sure if it's a bug or not, just submit it. They'll decide for it. You know, they just want to see it. So that's what's going to make the product better.
Just use your good judgment. So we're going to do the mod of the week and the style of the week. So the mod of the week comes first, of course. There's another and now that the mod database is open, once they start getting some of these PHPBB3 mods approved, because they said they did confirm during the mod authors convention that they are accepting PHPBB3 mods to the mod database now. And the first thing I said after he said that was, Highway, you were going to have a field day today. uploading mods for the first time to the mod database, too. So,
yeah, it would be the first time for me, but I worked a lot with the mod team, but with the modding community, but it'll be a first time to submit to the mod database, so that'll be good.
So hopefully when some of the PHPBB3 mods come out, I'll get to start covering some of those as the mod of the week. So far, it's still PHPBB2. Maybe I'll end up covering a couple of yours, because you got a lot of them now. But this week's is called Collapsed Categories by Default. It is written by Wicker or Witcher, however you pronounce it. There's a link in the chat room, and it'll be in the show notes. What it does is it adds a little. I'm sure you've seen on a number of websites sort of the collapsible JavaScript that lets you collapse various listings. It sort of does this here. So what it lets you do is it lets you determine in the forum management panel, in your admin control panel, if you want to have some certain categories of your forums collapse by default. So essentially what that does is it will actually hide all the forums within that category by default when a page is viewed, and the user can actually click on the page which will open them, those forums which people can go into. So if you actually, for example, if you have a huge list of forums in a certain category, you don't want to display them all in the forum index, then you can actually set that category to have it collapse by default. And then the user will just see the list of the category and have to click on it to be able to see all of the forums in that category. And it lets you determine this, again, in the administration control panel, which one can be seen. And so it's a fairly simple mod, fairly recently added to the mod database, and you can check that out. It's Collapsed Categories by Default by Witcher. That is the mod of the week. This week's style of the week comes from phpbb3styles.com. This is a style for phpbb3, which is actually another style that's fairly similar to Pro Silver. It's called JM Ignited. The author's name, or at least the author's username on here that's listed, is also JM Ignited, and you can see a link to that in there, plus a demo. So it's, again, like I said, it's fairly similar to the Pro Silver style. However, it has sort of a glassy type look. Instead, it's a black / gray look with kind of a glassy reflection on it. So it looks pretty cool. It's got a sort of a blue background with a shadow. So it is a fixed width theme. It's not flexible width like the regular Pro Silver. So other than that, it's fairly similar to Pro Silver. A lot of the icons and colors are the same in there, although there are a couple that are unique to this theme. And so you can check out JM Ignited on phpbb3styles.com. The link is in the chat room, and it will be on the show notes at phpbbweekly.net. If you have any suggestions for how I can actually describe styles better out loud, then please feel free to let me know, because it's kind of hard to describe how something looks. It's simple. It's more like mention it, and you can go check it out for yourself. In closing, I do want to thank people for listening. This is actually one of the biggest live turnout that we've had today. Thanks again to Highway of Life for participating and helping out. The other people who came in, Evil Heart, or Evil 3, as it said, but that's it. Evil Heart is what it's shown on PHTV.com. Icon Radio from the University of Liverpool is here. Bendre has listened in, as with Danopia, Jonathan, Creature Cafe 1310, and of course Damnian. Hopefully I pronounced that right. I apologize if you had difficulties with the listening in a while ago. I do want to give sort of a quick shout out to another website which is covering PHPB weekly episodes and has been covering PHPB weekly episodes for a while. Someone has set up a blog called PHPBBcast at phpbbcast.com, and it sort of covers, just makes an update whenever there's like new PHPBB news and other things going on. And apparently they have been, every time I've released an episode of PHPBB Weekly, they have linked to it on our site and have sort of done a short summary of it. So I wanted to give a shout out to them to thank them for their support of PHPBB Weekly and helping to spread the word of this podcast. I'll also mention that for after hours discussion, I have set up a chat room on irc.freeno.net in #PHPBB-weekly, which you can go to. It's more for after hours discussion, and I created this morning mostly because I noticed that now when I go to the normal PHPBB and PHPBB mods discussion chat rooms, I often get a lot of people who start asking me about PHPBB weekly, and it's kind of strange because, you know, you're not supposed to go off topic in those discussions because the team members don't like it. So the PHPBB weekly IRC room is there now for after hours discussion, for talking about the show, for me to put updates in the topic. And also, it's a good way for me to help out people who are trying to get into TalkShoe and trying to figure out how to connect to the show. So you can check that out, and I'll be putting more information on our blog about that. Visit phpbbweekly.net to find out more information about the show, to be able to download this and our earlier episodes, and also find detailed show notes, including links to anything that we've talked about. And also information on how you can join in if you're listening on the podcast. Next week's episode will be episode number 23. It'll be Saturday, July 7th at the same time, which will be 12 p.m. Eastern Time or 1600 UTC time. It will actually be continuing talking about mods. I'm going to be going through Mod X in great detail, going to be talking about all the things that are new in Mod X, things that you'll want to know about Mod X, converting your mods to Mod X, writing them by hand, installing them. It's going to be a show all about Mod X. If you have any kind of questions about Mod X, it's a great show to come to bring your questions. If you can't come on the show, you can also submit your questions by email to phpbbweekly.net, and I will be answering any questions, trying to answer questions on the air that you have about PHPBB, be it support or discussion or just general questions. You can feel free to do that there, or of course, call in live every week. So that's going to wrap it up for this show. Thanks again for listening to PHPBB Weekly, and have a great week, everybody. Bye.